بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب فضل قراءة القرآن. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه. رواه مسلم. We have discussed quite in detail the introduction to this chapter, main heading being a book which deals with fadail and virtues. This is, in our Jamaat circles, this advice is given when it comes to fadail and virtues. This is actually our armory and our weaponry. We should be an embodiment of having learnt by heart, memorized what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us for the various actions, and what are the prohibitions, what are the harms of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of our da'wah that we give, inviting one, is the first objective of that da'wah, the first audience is your own self. Constantly speak so that the conviction enters the heart, that if I do a certain action, this is what I will receive. For example, today is the day of Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah fast. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man qara'a, that person who will read Hamim, Surah Hamim, in the 25th para of the Quran, Hamim of Sajda, Surah Hamim, in the 25th para of the Quran, the one who will read that Quran, that Surah, Laylat al Jumu'ah, on the night of Jumu'ah, Ghufira lahu, Allah will forgive all his sins. So this should create that shock and that inclination. For the whole week we have sinned, 7 days of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To read Surah Hamim on the 25th para of the Quran, 4 pages in our 13 line print of the Quran, somebody has to read that, then the whole week's sins will be forgiven. So this should create that shock, that inclination within us. Likewise, when it comes to our Surah Kahf on the night of Jumu'ah, or on the day of Jumu'ah, fitna of Dajjal, which is such a fitna that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sharru ghaibin yuntazar," the worst fitna that the ummah is waiting for. Such a terrible fitna. People will lose their iman, not in hundreds but in thousands. Protection for that, Surah Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, on the night of Jumu'ah. If you can't read the whole thing, at least the first 10 ayats and the last 10 ayats of Surah Kahf. A pillar of light right up to the arsh of Allah will be erected for the one who recites it. So what is this fadail, virtues, by us reading, learning these virtues, giving da'wah towards this. This actually is the whole basis of our tabligh. And this was the basis of the da'wah of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We find the evocative manner in which he would speak to Sahaba, encourage them towards the Amal, develop this conviction that this is what Allah will give you. For example, Fajr Salah took place now. How many of us had the shock, the inclination to make the Salah in the first saf? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Law ya'alamun nas. Law ya'alamun nas. If only the people had to come to know. Ma fi nida wa saffil awwal, what Allah has kept in azan, what Allah has kept in reading salah in the first saf, if only you would come to know, then what? He said, latadarabu alayha bisuyuf, you will take out your swords, you will draw blood, but you will not let salah in the first saf go, you will not let azan go. This, what is this? Fadail, virtues. One day he says to Sahaba, does any one of you, any one of you has the ability of mountain of Uhud, 14 kilometer long mountain range, Medina Munawwara, this is almost a daily sight for the residents of Madina Munawwara. Any one of you has the ability to do this? Sahaba said, Kaifa, Ya Rasulullah, mountain of Uhud. How is it possible? He said, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah has the value or the reward of mountain of Uhud. Alhamdulillah has the reward. La ilaha illallah has, in other words, Allah's zikr, Allah's tasbih, Allah's tahmeed, Allah's tahleel, Allah's takbir. For this to become a part of our lives. So likewise, this chapter, create the link, create the association, create the impenetrable bond and attachment with the Quran. If you ask yourselves today in this modern society that we are living with, what presents on a daily basis the greatest threat to our iman? What presents the greatest threat to our iman, and what presents the greatest threat or is causing zulmat and darkness to enter our hearts? If you apply our minds, the answer is very simple. What is it? The mobile phone. Today, the mobile phone is destroying iman. It's destroying zulmat. It is entering zulmat and darkness in the hearts. What is the greatest source of light is the Quran. Now ask ourselves, how much are we attached to the Quran and how much are we attached to the mobile phone? This argument is very easy to put forward. What argument? That you know, it is an instrument of necessity. It is an instrument of necessity. You need it. That's why it's there. That's why it's there in the pocket. That's why we are so attached to it. It's an instrument of necessity. Something being an instrument of necessity doesn't mean it cannot harm you. For example, simple example, you need a knife sometimes to butter your bread, or you need a knife to cut your meat. So, knife too is an instrument of necessity, but a person can kill himself with a knife also, if he uses it incorrectly. In the same way, instrument of necessity used incorrectly. The point, my respected brothers, that the greatest protection, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any fitna that will come to my ummah till qiyamah, لَن تَضِلُّوا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِمَا, you will never go astray, it will never harm you, as long as you will hold fast to the Qur'an. Today the greatest danger, we have put it right next to our hearts. And the greatest protection, how many of us, days sometimes pass and we don't open the Qur'an. So this attachment, this link with the Qur'an, you'll find Imam Nawawi rahimullah under this book of virtues, the first chapter he brings is this: Babu Fadli Qira'atil Quran. What Allah has kept, what Allah will give you in the recitation of Quran. Quran is such a gift. This is Mu'jizatul Da'imatul Khalida. This is the living miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that transcends the boundary of time. This is such a gift. To look at it, Allah rewards you. To think about the Quran, Allah rewards you. To ponder on the Quran, Allah rewards you. To lift the Quran, Allah rewards you. To recite the Quran, Allah rewards you. To memorize the Quran, Allah rewards you. To talk about the Quran, Allah rewards you. Such a gift. Such an opportunity we are given. So, these ahadith, the idea is to create a link, not a Ramadani link, but a daily link. A daily link. Every moment link with the Quran. إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِشَيْءٍ أَفْضَلَ مِمَّا خَرَجَ مِنْ. You will never find Allah. You will never return back to Allah. You will never connect with Allah with anything more virtuous than that Quran which came from Allah. This is Allah's kalam. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, whenever I wanted to talk to Allah, I would read 2 rakat salah. Whenever I wanted my Allah to talk to me, I would recite Quran. You are actually engaging in a conversation with Allah. This is Allah's kalam. This is Allah's sifat, the Quran. And Abu Umamah radiallahu anhu, Abu Umamah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, اقرأ القرآن, read the Qur'an, recite the Qur'an. First part of this hadith, اقرأ. اقرأ means to recite. Now ulama have mentioned what constitutes recitation. What is tilawat? Tilawat is not just, sometimes some of us are in the habit, even in namaz unfortunately, where we think about Surah Fatiha. We are not actually reading Surah Fatiha. For recitation, the lips, the tongue has to move. It's like you're talking. And in salah, obviously if it's a silent salah, you're not going to disturb the person next to you. But you actually have to read. Not close your lips and think about the words. And even when reading Quran, the lips have to move, there has to be some sort of sound. Obviously, like I said, in a silent salah, you're not going to disturb the next person. But the movement of the lips, actual recitation, enunciation of the words, has to take place for it to constitute tilawat. Otherwise, it's not tilawat. In your salah is not made also. If you're thinking about Surah Fatiha rather than actually reading Surah Fatiha or reading the verses of the Quran. So, iqra'ul Quran. In other words, enunciate what constitutes tilawat. Make tilawat of Quran. Actually, read the Quran. Why? First benefit. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? فَإِنَّهُ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَفِيعًا لِأَصْحَابِهِ. Because the same Quran, on a day which is coming, a day which Quran constantly reminds us about, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his whole life was to remind you, by a day is coming, يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, يَوْمُ الْحَسْرَةِ, يَوْمُ النَّدَامَةِ, يَوْمُ الْوَيْلِ, يَوْمُ الْفَوْزَانِ, يَوْمُ الْخُسْرَانِ, يوم الجنة يوم النار. That which Allah tells us, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ خَرِيبًا. You think it is far away, it is very, very near. A day is coming where it will only be you and Allah. It will be you and your a'mal. The sun will be brought over your head. Humanity will be stripped even of their clothing. يَوْمَ تُبَلَ السَّرَائِرُ. Every secret will be revealed. The limbs of the body will give evidence against you. A day when every human relationship will break down. Your father, your mother, your wife, your children won't even want to know you. On that day, this Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, will become your intercessor. It will fight for you. It will argue for you. It will protect you. It will hold your hand. It will be your companion on the day of Qiyamah. So read the Quran. Attach yourself with the Quran. What does this Shafi'an li Ashabi actually mean? What are the interpretations of the Quran, of the commentators with regards to that? That needs some detail, but we've run out of time. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah.